Could crop insurance see cuts? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A Kansas State University ag economist thinks cuts to the federal crop insurance program are a possibility. K-State's Art Barnaby tells us the biggest threat is means testing.
There's two different numbers out there. One is an adjusted gross greater than $250,000, you'd be ineligible, or another proposal is $500,000. But either way, it'd be the first time there's been a means test.
More with Art Barnaby right after this. Will crop insurance feel the budget-cutting knife? Kansas State University ag economist Art Barnaby says there are proposals to make cuts to the program.
One is means testing. And there's two different numbers out there. One is an adjusted gross greater than $250,000, you'd be ineligible, or another proposal is $500,000. But either way, it'd be the first time there's been a means test. The second cut is a reduction in the government share of the premium, which they refer to as subsidy. And the fourth cut is either cutting the government share of the premium on the harvest price or complete elimination of the harvest price are the major ones that are out there. Senator Roberts is pretty adamant that he doesn't want to see any cuts to crop insurance. And if you listen to commodity groups, that's pretty much what they told Senator Roberts in field hearings that were down in Kansas about a year ago. Having said that, I do anticipate that the means testing may end up being introduced in the House probably more than anything else. It was introduced before. I have no reason to believe it won't get introduced again. Will it pass? I don't know. It was close last time.
If that were to happen, Barnaby says, he thinks less risky farmers, i.e. larger farmers, would exit the program.
This is not like the commodity title, where if you cut the maximum payment from $125,000 to $75,000, sure, everybody's upset, but farmers are still going to sign up. In this case, when you start forcing people out of the program, one of the issues is, are you forcing the less risky farms out? We have research that says, yes, you are. So does Mississippi State, who did a much larger test or study with corn and soybeans nationwide, came to the same conclusion. And if true, then as you force the less risky farmers out, you end up charging higher rates on the people that are left in the pool. And crop insurance is required to maintain a 1.0 loss ratio. So like a lot of other programs, this is one program that's actually run like an insurance program. I would argue that's because it's tied into the private insurance industry, and so maybe the government hasn't always run that thing, but they're kind of a check on it. And if you start forcing that pool to look differently, we are going to have some issues down the road, that some consequences that I don't think the people who are advocating these cuts have really thought through.
Kansas State ag economist Art Barnaby. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.